This is Ricey. You've been hearing my friend Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk, for years on the radio and Garage Logic podcast. With the new year approaching, I strongly recommend you sit down with Josh for your no-cost, no-obligation, 48-minute consultation on your investments, including your IRA and 401k. You can benefit from Josh's years of experience navigating different market and economic conditions, and he'll always give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Give Josh a call now at 952-925-5608 to book your no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation. That's 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did, and tell him Ricey sent you. Don't forget to ask, why is it 48 minutes, Josh?
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
I texted you Saturday morning.
Yes.
Because I was terribly upset.
Yes, as you should have been.
That Anthony Edwards, is that his name?
Yes, Anthony Edwards.
Left the Friday night Timberwolves professional basketball game.
At halftime. Against an opponent.
And it was described as for personal reasons. Yes. And I texted you and said, what in God's name could be the personal reasons you leave an NBA game at halftime? And it was never explained. If it was an injury, we would have been told, was never explained. And you texted back, I have no idea. And I thought I'd never hear from you again.
I had no idea, but I...
Then yesterday I got the long explanation.
That came to the group.
It was haunting me. Why?
It was bugging me.
Because I couldn't find it. Now I finally found it because the two newspapers did not report this as far as I know. But
and you're a bulldog reporter.
But,
you're getting to the bottom of it.
But secondary sources, you know, the bloggers and stuff like that, did report it, and then there was full details. And as it turned out, Anthony has a girlfriend. I got the name here, right? I sent the email.
Well, I have it on my phone.
He has a girlfriend. Okay, I should just read exactly.
Why don't you just read me your text?
This is the text I sent. Yeah. Okay, where is it?
I have it if you don't
come
have
here,
it.
Here you go. Such. Okay, there goes the Such. Anthony Edwards' departure at halftime was due to the pending birth of a child with his girlfriend, Janine Robel, 29, and previously involved in a high-profile relationship with your favorite rapper, Chief Keef.
Oh, yeah. I've never heard of Chief Keef.
Miss Robel is not to be confused with Paige Jorday, an Instagram model, and the young lady in mid-December who showed off photos of a $100,000 check Edwards sent to bribe her into having an abortion. I don't believe we know if Paige has had said abortion. And then I don't think I'll read the punchline.
No.
I won't read the punchline. Then I had another punchline, which was undefeated.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, here's my question.
Yes. But here's the other good news. As provided by Alan Horton, the great solo radio play-by-play guy, the team did have a baby shower for Ant, apparently.
Before the game.
Do we know this girlfriend apparently then must be in town having a child?
But maybe he went to watch this birth on Zoom, you know. I don't know. Maybe she's some other town. And
I wonder why he would like this child but wants the other one written off.
Because this one, I believe, is the official girlfriend. Some guy, Don.
Can you imagine Ted Williams going to his manager and saying, look, I know it's the fifth inning, but I got to go. I have to leave
here. Yeah, I got to go here.
I got to go.
Now, Ted did.
This could only happen in the NBA.
Yes.
I submit to you. Yes. It only could happen in the NBA.
Without it being something of a scandal. That's right. That's true. Because, now, I mean, all right.
This is not only not a scandal, they threw him a baby shower.
Yes. If it's pending... Why did he even start the game then? I don't know.
Great question.
Yes.
If you know this is going to happen, why are you even there?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, only as you're right, only in the NBA. But that is the reason he left at halftime and probably the reason they lost to the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yesterday, losing that game with 88 points, that was a team effort.
Yes.
They all sucked. But it was a I was looking for a better word.
That's okay.
We're on the we're on the air. But did you happen to watch yesterday's game?
I did.
You know, another thing he's not an expert at, in addition to birth control, is that I'm not saying that because of the girlfriend, but we got the other deal going on there too. So options and all that stuff, but he's not a mathematician either, because there are 13 seconds to go and we're 3 points down.
He goes for two.
We're 3 points down.
Bad at math.
And we're out there throwing the ball around, so time is a wasting, right?
Right.
And he's looking for the three. And then all of a sudden he
sees it too.
All of a sudden the Clippers say, "Come on in." They all get out of the way and give him the road to the basket. He goes in and lays her in, and there's 3 seconds left and they throw the ball in and the game's over.
At which point, even during the 3 seconds, the Timberwolves didn't bother to foul.
No, they couldn't because they made a nice lob pass in the
I guess so.
In regards to the woman that's not the mother of his child. You know who?
Paige.
You know who Anthony should have listened to? Charles Barkley.
I think that's probably it.
Okay.
The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
You're paying with cash.
Chuckster.
You're paying with cash or you write him a check, Chuck. Man. Never break. Hey, listen, America.
Chuckster. How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks.
You guys remember
Come
that?
Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break
the law. He was commenting on. Was it Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
He paid the two guys to beat him up.
Yeah.
He wrote him a check. And Barkley says, "Yo, what are you doing? If you're going to commit a crime, you can't write a check."
Yes, right.
There's a paper trail.
Give him some honey buns.
Right.
Give him some honey buns.
Well, Ant didn't commit a crime
but the advice still is the same.
Right.
There's
Jordan,
the paper trail.
Whatever her name is, 100 grand. Which she then showed people.
Yeah, she showed it in the Paige Jourdain. Now, she's an Instagram model. Here's my thing.
Okay.
There's thousands of these. They can't all be making a good living, can they?
I don't know.
Influencers.
Influencers. And, yeah. We got the. It's a whole occupation.
It's an industry.
I'm sure she's attractive.
Oh, God. I bet Paige. Well, the other one, I saw a picture of the other one, the 29-year-old. For 29, she's looking pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, 29 ain't old, Pat.
No, but it is when you're 22.
That's true. Is he 22?
I think he's 22.
Yeah, right? But you know 20. What? I wonder if she knows what she signed up for.
Permanent child support, I would imagine. So
that you got to pay with a check.
Yes, or anyway, automatic withdrawal.
Right, direct deposit.
It gets back to, I know I'm maybe antiquated.
Yes, we're antiquated.
I haven't even said the sentence yet.
No, but we're both antiquated.
Okay, but it's hard for me to take this team seriously. It's hard to take this seriously.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for Finch.
I do, too.
How do you coach this collection of weirdos?
Yeah, well, they're not that weird except for his best player, who's really weird.
Other than that.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ant is...
Not
when
weirdos.
We keep saying he's only 22, and we're a young team. I saw some quote today. You're not a young team.
How old is the French guy? He's old.
He's 30.
Cat's 29 or 28. He's been playing forever. Kyle Anderson.
Well, Mike Conley's damn near my age.
37, he's 37. We just signed him. They're old. They're an old veteran team, and they got... You know, this guy's a loose cannon. But the other problem they have is Jaden McDaniel. They don't have to guard him.
Yeah.
They're going to pay him starting next year, I think, $27 million a year. He can't score. He wouldn't beat me in a horse game. Not when I was in my prime, I could have beaten him.
But how do they? How does it function? How do they even? How does Ant even get to the airplane to go somewhere? How does this even work? Do they got a guy on him?
I don't know.
They must have a guy.
They tried having a guy with Isaiah, and that didn't work. They couldn't keep up with Isaiah. Now this guy is, Isaiah was hanging out with some bad guys, but this guy isn't in Isaiah's class. But we keep saying he's a young guy. Well, he's it's time to know. If nothing else, it's time to know that when you need a three-pointer, don't shoot a layup with 3 seconds to go. It's also time to, if you got the baby mama 2 months away from from popping, I don't know. What the hell?
Say, Coach, I need the night off. The woman I'm in love with is going to have a baby.
Yes.
Okay.
How about, is this? And then the coach says, "Is this the same one?"
Yeah.
That's a different one, Coach.
That's a different one. Yeah. Oh God, it is. It's got
to
be.
I can't believe he gets to the arena.
You know what we need? We need a ball four.
Yeah.
That's on the NBA.
Yeah.
We need we need somebody to write the book in a year or two. Maybe Nomo could write it or Mike Connolly about, because ball four came out like 2 years after the season, right? It took Bouton a while to run it. So you could write about this season because you got your cat, man. And you got all these weird personalities, and then you got the Ant Man.
Where did Ant play in college?
Georgia.
But he didn't graduate.
Oh, God Almighty.
I'm surprised he stayed eligible.
Never even considered it.
Right.
But he only stayed 1 year.
Means you have to basically stay eligible for a semester.
Yeah, a semester, because then once you get into winter, then you're okay.
So somebody got him through a semester.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And probably, there's probably what we used to call general college, something like that.
He seems like a happy guy.
Yes, he's
wouldn't you be?
I guess. Is he making a lot of money?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got his new, when's his new contract start?
I thought it was this year, wasn't it? Or is he still, because I know he signed the extension.
He's always hobnobbing with the other team smiling and happy.
But he's Cat, he's followed Cat's lead to bitching to the officials, so he's pretty good.
Yeah, he does like to
do that. I didn't see the first part, but somebody told me, first quarter, every time Cat or he missed a shot or didn't do something, complaining to the refs all up and down the court. Yeah. It was...
it's a hell of a
You mentioned
circus.
The knucklehead factor, but it wouldn't be any fun if they were good guys. This is part of the charm of covering sports.
Yeah, and his quotes today are, when you go into a hockey locker room, we worked hard enough or we didn't work harder. And Kirill, those were big goals. You wouldn't get the direct quotes like Ant today saying, I didn't know there were only 3 seconds left,
I lost track of time.
Yes. Ant, it's a 13, 12. 11.
Yep.
And
well, can he?
9.
I was going to say
now
something.
You're getting the ball right now, and then you're messing around.
Well, I can't really be too critical with that because I was the third assistant coach for a sixth grade team this weekend playing in the state tournament in which my son heard the buzzer and then pass the ball. And they say, well, see, Bud, when we're yelling 6-5, that means it's time you got to put up the shot.
Maybe
it can happen.
Maybe Ant's his hero.
Right. It is his favorite player.
Edwards said, I didn't know it was 3 seconds left when I took the 2. Mm-hmm. I would have just tried to step back and take the 3.
Mm-hmm.
You really should know that there was 3 seconds.
Well, the other thing is, here's what drives me crazy about him. In a game like this, what we used to call in Fulda, Minnesota, a nut cutter. Okay, a close game.
Yep.
And they're one down, and there's a minute to go, and they throw the ball to him, and he brings it over the timeline, and there is a 100% chance, without him looking at anybody, he's going to throw up a rock from 27 feet, which he did. He never makes that shot. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, he makes that shot, but he never, he is very predictable. And I think, I hate to say this.
Oh, boy.
I hate to say this. Overrated.
The Wolves or Anthony?
Anthony.
Ooh.
In, very good player. Break it down.
But you're telling me that, one of the 10 best players in the league? Nope. I don't put him in that category.
Oh, okay. There are people saying that?
Oh, yeah. There's people who think he's a super-duper star.
He's, not he's if you good, can't see the clock.
He's a good player, but he's, But Chris Finch, if he coaches two more years...
He should be canonized.
If he coaches two more years, he's going to look like...
Glenn Taylor.
Yeah.
He's going to look like Albert Einstein.
Yes. I talked to Mr. Taylor down in Naples. I told you that. I spent 3 hours with him. And working on a piece for when he sells, you know.
When does that become official? Do
and,
we know?
And he has had sit-downs with Anthony, he told me, trying to get Anthony to take care of his money. You know, to just said, Anthony's come to see him, and he's come to see Anthony, and they've sat down, and, you know.
Would you like to be a fly on the wall in that?
Comfrey meets Georgia, Brunswick, Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah, but Glenn is, if you listen to Glenn, Anthony, you won't have to be one of these guys that doesn't have it anymore, right. You know. So
you won't be Allen Iverson.
No, you won't be. Yeah, is Iverson broke?
I don't know, but I can't believe he wouldn't be.
Yeah, well.
Maybe, I hope he isn't.
It's more the football players that are broke because they make $8 million for 4 years and think that's going to be their salary for the rest of their lives. That's the problem.
A piece on, it was Gilbert Arenas, right? The Wizards guard kid that played out at Arizona in college.
Yeah, he made a little money.
He did, but he also spent a lot of it where he was sitting there being interviewed. He said, yeah, I all of a sudden remember I ordered a tank. And it just showed up at his house.
A tank.
Yeah,
and tanks are impossible to hide on the 48-hour rule.
And then he bought a big aquarium for one part of the house.
Maybe he met a tank for fish.
Yeah. No, but he did buy it. He loves fish. But no, this was an army tank.
He bought a tank.
Yes.
A conversation piece in the front yard.
Really is.
There's...
They play tonight again, the Timberwolves.
Our guy Spree ended up dead broke. You know,
well, he was trying to feed his family.
If he would have taken the $10 million they offered him for about three more years, he might have been able to feed him. But
I have the Portland's tonight.
Ooh, they're
bad. Yes, Portland's terrible. Now it's going to be hard to lose.
Well,
but I can guarantee you, middle of the third quarter, it'll be a 2-point game because they're now in that mode of, we're better than these guys. We can go out here and float around. But you know what you should do? You should play Michael Connolly about 8 minutes tonight. That fella's getting tired,
I
think.
Yeah, he's
going to. He's wearing nice.
Because the theory is, amongst Wolves fans, is do we even want the number one seed? Because of the fear that you'll end up playing either the Lakers or Golden State in the first round.
I wouldn't be too afraid of Golden State after last night. Did you see what the score was at halftime? Boston 81, Golden State 38.
And Stefan had a great quote.
What?
That's what we used to do to people.
Yeah, right.
Wow, what a quote.
They beat him as bad as they want. They, by the way, have decided we're going to win it all. They've won 12 in a row or something like that. They're rolling now, the Celtics. They're the best team in the league.
Meanwhile, across the river, the Commies scored a hat trick.
Oh, thank God. They needed that.
Yeah. I don't know if that club's going to make the playoffs or not.
No,
they're still eight back, right?
You got 25% of the season left.
But here's what, and they got these guys once more. They got two games with Anaheim, including Anaheim comes limping in here. They're awful.
How many games in hand?
And then you got the other teams got games.
They're at Arizona Thursday.
Arizona is awful.
Then they have a tough one. They're at Colorado Friday.
Colorado's not as good as they were. But
then Sunday they're home to Nashville for a matinee, which would be
a
must-win game.
Must-win. And then
And then they get, but they get, they got two more left with, they got Anaheim. They got two left with Anaheim, mm-hmm. too. So they get to play six games against the worst three teams in the league in an 11-game stretch here. So starting last night. If you lose that one last night, you might as well pack her
up. That's right.
Do you know what? You know what hasn't arrived yet in the NHL, though? The trading deadline.
Yeah.
Everybody else has had their trading deadline.
Did they move it back?
No, it's always, it's like with 15 games left, it's like another week or so. Huh. Another week or so. The trading.
I didn't realize it was that late.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they do it that way.
Can we go back to basketball for a minute?
Yes.
Because hockey, we know it has to happen. They just have to win. Mm-hmm. Okay, all my life I've never really liked, I'll just limit it to the NBA. I've never really liked it because I could never tell if the team was taking that night's game seriously
or not.
The
NBA is that way.
Yeah. I could never tell. I have a new way to look at that. Mm-hmm. I just think sometimes they're just stupid. They're trying hard, but they make really stupid mistakes.
But here's the other thing. I mean, hockey, goaltending, okay? That makes all the difference, blah, blah, blah. If you're not making shots, you can look bad, you know? And last night, nobody was making
shots.
But
here's the stupid part. Here's the stupid part.
Yeah.
When you're not making the shots, try something different so the shots are different. Mm-hmm. You can't sit out there and keep shooting and hitting the rim. Try something else.
Well, your theory on the NBA, though, does include one of the best quotes in sports talk radio history when, forget the player's name, scored 50, and you said, why can't he do that
every night?
Why can't he do that every night?
Well, now I know. Now I know. Yeah. It's not that he doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. He's stupid.
No, they're not. I mean, Mike Connolly's one of the
seems like a wonderful guy.
I gotta find.
Some of them are pretty bright, and some of them are.
Ant is stupid.
Let's
look at the clock.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, Ant is not a scholar. He's a basketball.
I mean,
player.
Want me. They, you know, Glenn, you want me invested in this team. I want to be a fan. It's hard. It's hard to take him seriously.
Yeah.
Was it really Derrick Rose? Was that the who was Joe referencing when the?
I don't know, but why don't you do it every night?
Yeah, well, Derrick popped up.
Why does the commie get a hat trick every night? It can't happen.
No. It's meanwhile.
Better talk about our fighting twins.
Well, first of all, I got to mention that Lindsey Whalen's replacement, Don Plitzewite. Mm-hmm. Had a couple of rough games here in the past. Did you see that yesterday?
Well, she had a tough one when Caitlin was in town.
Caitlin, and then yesterday, did you see that? They went to Penn State, which is a marginal NBA team. I mean, a NCAA team.
That was a Freudian
marginal slip. NCAA team. They got edged 90-34 yesterday. They have lost their last two games by 104 points total. I think we should put up a plaque. I think that's a historic achievement.
Don't we need
104 points?
Don't we need a giant asterisk for Caitlin Clark's scoring record?
Well, no.
She beats Pete Maravich, who played three years.
Yeah, but she played a career. So, but yeah, I mean,
he played a different game than she's playing.
He averaged 45 a game because he shot like 900. She shoots a lot too. There's no doubt about it. But it's astounding. I mean, she shows up here.
Yep.
In this dump, you know, Williams Arena, this terrible building, right? That should be.
Oh, it's a great building.
Yeah, it's my new theory.
It's your. You have the that fighter, view of that that I have a Fenway Park.
I have turned on it. Yeah. I have turned on it. Fighter jets from Duluth put two rockets into that damn thing and blow it up. You know, that's the only way you're going to get rid of it. You can't tear it down. It'd take months.
But just leave the elevated floor, though.
Yeah.
If the rockets can miss the floor, then you're okay with it.
She puts 14,000 people in there.
It's crazy.
14,000 people, and they're going nuts the whole game.
Okay,
it's
then when
incredible.
Did the men play Penn State's?
We had Saturday afternoon. And they had a pretty good crowd because I was coming back from the soccer game.
Right.
Upset of all time.
When was the Penn State game?
And there was a 2:30 Saturday afternoon.
Strangest crowd reaction I've ever seen. They were either extremely loud or dead silent.
Is that right?
It was an odd
but
crowd
I hit
situation.
The traffic, and they had a few people finally for the game. So.
And they won that game.
Yes, they did, and they're not making the tournament, but they'll make the NIT.
And were you at the Allianz Field?
Yes, and you look
at what a beautiful day.
You look at that game on the schedule, March 2nd. You say, boy, I hope it's not snowing. It was gorgeous.
Well, remember last year when they killed people with frostbite and stuff?
Yes,
they played that winter
Honduras
game.
Honduras. Yeah. They were going to freeze.
There's people
Honduras.
Still in a hospital.
Yeah, it's still Honduras players missing limbs.
Right.
And in the hospital there, but that's a very active crowd. They're very upset at me because when there's a corner kick, which is, you know, ball goes out of bounds off the other team, they kick it in and they, you know, there's the potential that somebody, it bounces around in front of the goalie and somebody kicks it in. But when they have a corner kick, they're waving, the whole crowd waves.
Yeah.
And I said they were waving towels.
Yep.
They were waving scarves.
Yeah, oh, scarf.
Very
oh, my.
Upset.
It's a scarf crowd.
It is a scarf. But I had no idea that they had suckered 15 of their 20,000 people into buying scarves.
Yeah. Or did they get one for free with it?
I don't think so.
No, they're not giving those away?
I think they're buying those scarves. I think they're buying them, but they bring them and they wave them.
It looks like the Dome in 87, huh?
And we're still, Score North is still the voice of the loons on our.
You know how I knew that?
Dan
the board was set up for the game the other
Daniel
night when
Terhar
I got here this morning.
And my personal emergency contact, Jonathan Harrison, are the guys. And I ran into Jonathan and had to apologize.
Why is he your personal emergency
that
contact?
We don't know. But
he accidentally said it as Jonathan in his phone.
Well, that's right. It's in your phone.
It's in my phone. Yeah. And I had to point out to Jonathan that early in my stay in Florida, I suddenly get this message, Jonathan Harrison is being contacted with your, you know, with this crisis.
The silver alert is going out.
I'm yelling at the phone, no, stop. We don't want to interrupt poor Jonathan lives in New Prague. It's, you know, if my life's in his hands, it's going to take a while.
Especially coming up 13 through Prior Lake. That'd be
and
a
then he's got to go to Florida.
Does he even know
that.
Who you are?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He was our producer for some Saturday afternoons. And
my favorite, though, is Royce will have occasional troubles with the phone, Joe, as you're well aware, including a couple Fridays ago when we called him for GL when he was still down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing the post-production, I'm doing this, and I'm running time cards, I'm doing that. And I came in here, and he was still on the line. We had not yet hung up the phone.
Oh,
and I took a picture and I was going to send it out to you guys, but now I'm just reminding that I forgot to send it.
I was talking to them.
No, you just still had the phone. You hadn't hung up the call, but you were, you know, probably at the ball game or whatever.
Trying to hang up the call.
That's
okay. Here's what I did this morning, though, I got to say. You know, the game of flaws.
God, do I ever.
I suffered many defeats in the game of flaws.
So do I.
But. She got that Volvo of hers is so old that we got a license plate. You got to get a new license plate.
Yeah.
And you know, you need some damn thing to get them off. You know, it's not a screwdriver or something. Something I don't have, right? She tried to get it off and she couldn't get them on. So
I
got off 8 o'clock this morning, went to the garage.
Yep.
The not my garage, went to our guys over there on Jim and Tom's, Greg and Tom's.
Did you take the car
Greg
there?
Greg and Tom's. Yeah, I filled it up with gas, and then I said, hey, do me a favor here, put these license plates on.
Yeah.
It took the kid 3 minutes. I gave him $5. But but then I went and got her favorite bagel and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
8:15, I'm back. Your license plates are on. You got a bagel. You got a cup of coffee.
And a full tank of gas.
All I got is a thank you. It's not like I forgive you for all those insults I aimed at you in Florida.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, right.
The license plates are not attached in any difficult manner at all. You needed a little wrench.
Yes, but I do to have no idea where there is a little wrench.
I'm sure you have some.
Yes. Plus, if I have to get my fat ass down there,
kneel on a piece
crank
of
it out. Yeah. I'd still be trying to get up on the back of the car. You know? I'd still be there. I can't make the show.
You know what he did? He made a business decision.
Yes, I did.
It was worth the $5.
It was worth the $5. Plus, the guys, I get my oil change there and all that stuff. So they're my guys.
And now they have a story. Yeah, Royce came in and had to change his license plates.
8:15 in the morning.
He should have got more than a thing.
She's already got her. Yeah, I should have gotten the warmest personal regards.
Warmest personal regards.
Anything.
Was that Volvo purchased at the Valley Group, sir?
This precedes my conduct. This is a 2011 Volvo.
Oh, way before your time with Jim Paul.
A few years before my time with Jim Paul, yes. But it doesn't have 50,000 miles on it.
Because she don't go anywhere.
It's great.
Yep.
It's great. So, anyway, I deserve more credit.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Did you want to use this as an opportunity to talk about Jim Paul?
Oh, yeah. Wait. That's right. This is not only the pause, this is the end of the show, right?
Well, yeah, sort of.
We still got to do some twin stuff, but this was your tip to do the thing.
Oh, okay. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM dealers, interest rates. I've looked up the interest rates. 0.9%, 1.9%.
Wow.
Free money to buy these cars. Four different kinds of SUVs. You got some trucks there, too. Sierras, GMCs, as Joe tells me.
And Buicks, right?
And Buicks.
Buick, they make a really cool station wagon I'm looking at.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, I've seen it on the road. It's intriguing. I don't know anything about it.
Not real big. I've seen it.
Oh, it's a station wagon.
I told you I saw it at the hockey game a couple of weeks ago. It's my size. I could fit it in the garage. Yeah. So, if I ever had a need to throw hockey equipment in the back.
You know the kind of guy Jim Paul is? You pull your vehicle up, he'll have somebody change your license plates.
That's the kind of guy he is. He would definitely do that for me. Hey, I've been dealing with him for over 10 years. I think I bought 5 or 6 cars from him, plus some used cars. Plus I sent Reavers there.
Yep.
He's fully satisfied. Jim Paul, Brett Paul, Valley Group of GM Dealers, Apple Valley, Hastings. Check them out. Get yourself a new vehicle. Why not? Or a used one. They got great used ones.
I saved this audio for you. That was our slight pause, but I saved this audio for you guys. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. There is a female runner.
Oh, my God. I'm glad you got this.
From the Netherlands.
Yeah. Okay.
Her name, I believe it's pronounced Femke Bol.
All right.
Very attractive young lady. She just won gold Saturday.
World Track Championships.
World Track Indoor Championships. Yep. She just won gold.
Now, pretend to just, all right.
And she was interviewed, Patrick, right after she won.
I want to see if Pat knows who this sounds like.
Okay, so I'm not going to do the comparison. Okay, she was interviewed right after
that. I hope you have the comparison ready.
I just have her audio, but I want, because I know you know the punchline.
Right.
Here we go.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast. We were all running in the 50s, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front. And I could hear how pretty she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good. Now we keep going. And this crowd is so
two
good.
Words.
Roseanne.
Two words. Mickey Mouse.
No, I was going to say Rosanna, you know, the
Rosanna, Rosanna, Dana?
Yeah, back on
Saturday. Oh, that's Mickey Mouse.
But now picture you're watching a cartoon.
There's
Goofy.
There's Mickey Mouse.
There's Minnie and here's Mickey.
Indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were
can you get the real
so
Mickey?
Fast.
How long would it take you to find Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I'd have it on here, but my computer's not working.
Oh, that's right.
It
doesn't work.
Just give me a second. No, I'll get you some Mickey Mouse
that
audio.
That sound like Mickey Mouse.
When I saw that
and
clip.
She's trying to speak in her
that's her normal voice.
Non-normal language, though. She's English.
Oh, she speaks English.
I know, but maybe she feels uncomfortable and has to do it rapidly.
No, I don't know. You know who else speaks English?
Love to talk to you. Here we are.
Is that Mickey Mouse?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
I saw that clip and I started laughing.
Tommy speaks English. Camper's off. Yeah, he does.
I didn't know he did. He speaks English.
Oh. Yeah, and we got a new one coming in.
New commie?
Yeah, Ustina. He's got a name like this, but he's coming in.
What was
a
the
week
name
so.
You said that you would love to see Sid try to pronounce?
Well,
you had it was three names. It was,
oh God, yeah.
Was it a soccer player?
Soccer player. He's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
He oh God.
Can you say his name?
Oh God, no!
I can't say his name.
Approach it. Yeah. Can't even approach it.
Hey, Mr. Shirt.
Mr. Shirt.
He's a sports hero.
He called everybody over at the Loons game, and he'd say Mr. Shirts,
Because I asked you about who was Mr. Shirts the other day, because I was telling Joe something.
Jay Ewald, but he had two nicknames.
Okay.
Very rare two nicknames. George Halas Jr., because he was a Bears from Chicago area and a Bears fan.
Okay.
And he once in a while would wear a Bears jersey. So then he was George Halas Jr. But he did have a collection of relics as far as his shirts were concerned. I don't think he remained the same size, and I don't think he ever threw any away. So he became Mr. Shirts.
The rare two nickname guy.
We can't go without a Twins report. You're freshly back from the spring training.
I like the lineup, Patrick.
I like the lineup. If Buxton can play, that'd be great. Now, I saw my colleague Lavelle wrote he doesn't want Buxton playing this spring training. You're absolutely wrong, Lavelle. You have to play to find out if you can play.
That's right.
You cannot.
You better play him.
You cannot enter the season hoping that he can play. You have to have it established that he can play center field 4 or 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not asking for an Iron Man here. We're asking for 100 games as a center fielder.
Well, I want 130.
And 20 games as the DH against left-handed
pitching. I'm supposed to ask you from a listener. I forget the name, but he wants me to ask you if the Twins are going to trade Kepler.
I believe that if there was somebody giving them something pretty good, that they would. But I think they'll probably start the season
like
with
a Polanco return
in right field. I don't think they're sure about. Larnick. So, I think they're going to start with Kepler and roll with it and see.
And
how
Wallner's
it works out.
Their other starting outfielder, right?
Yeah, and he played really good last year. He's a good athlete, but. You know, there's also the possibility that he'll hit 195 and strike out a lot.
That's true.
So,
but you're not paying him as much as you did Joey Gallo.
No, and you're not having to look at him strike out 50% of the time.
Did he sign with anybody?
Yes, Washington for $5.5 million.
Gallo did?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So half of what the Twins paid him last year.
Yeah. Well, I like the, is it Margot, right? That's how you pronounce his last name?
He's good against left-handed pitching.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's a good outfielder, too.
But I like the lineup a lot. I'm just not sure about the starting pitching. But our guy, Louis Varland, will have to come through. So anyway.
Okay.
All right.
That's
and
my
I believe
report.
The new, I have it right here, Twins did beat the Braves today. Carlos Santana hit a home run.
Oh, good
for the club.
Him.
So
38 years old, that
still
guy
plugging along, man.
Yeah, he'll get some walks.
Yep.
He'll get some walks. So, and Kirilloff is my big question. I don't know what kind of shape he's in.
Sure.
I didn't see him hit a ball hard when I was down there. So,
All right.
That's what we got. We gave him a powerhouse show today.
I think so.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
See you later.